Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lamed Chet, and we are holding about one third of the way down with Reish Lakish, right at the beginning of the line. So we were talking about the din of how to respond when Amalek Ashar B'Shlomo, which brought us to the various stories of how there were kings that would jump up and would be Noi Kovet to the Talmidei Chachamim, and continuing the same idea, Reish Lakish, Minhago B'Oraita Sagim, he always used to be Hoge in Torah, and Ave Nafikle Levar Mitchum de Shabbos, V'hu Lo Yada. Because he was so shakua in his learning, he would walk out of the tchum without even realizing it. You can come to doing the wrong thing, to being shoget, just like we saw that the Talmidei Chachamim were not paying sufficient attention to what was going on around them and sometimes got into trouble by what appeared to be a zilzal for the melech. So the same thing happened to Reish Lakish, even Lagabi Tum Shabbos. Reb Yudim b'Reb Yishmom and Agaya b'Oraitisak, they also used to be knowing. Nohe means to be hoget. It used to be Oisek very much. And Avigulta Sharamine. And they would drop their talit and not even notice. And that too is Lakayim Mashanema. Be'avatatishketamid. Rebelozib Rebbe Shimon. Be'agib Yoraita Sagim. And Avigulta Sharamine. So his talis would fall off. And once Chakina Mizara lay, there was the snake that was wrapped up in his talis. And the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Agulot Chashariya. Your coat has fallen off. Amar Lon. But lately he isn't that a horrible nochash? Isn't it taking good care of it for me? I guarantee you nobody's going to walk off with it. And this, of course, brings us right back to the story of the nochash and the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah said, Afilu nochash karucha lakevo lo yafsik. So Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yossi says, well, it's only if there's no sakana, obviously. So lo shana l'benachash. Nochash, if you don't bother it, it doesn't bother you. But if there's an akra coming your way, a scorpion, you better be mafsik. Why? Because the machiv chazro machiv. Because the akrav just goes ahead and it just attacks. And it'll attack again and again. And that's a second. A nochash on the other end, if nobody's bothering it, it does not attempt to attack you. Rabbi Ila Amar, lo amru elakaruch. You notice that it says over in the Lashon the Mishnah, is even the nochash is only where the nochash seems to be using your leg as something to wrap itself around. It's not interested in biting. But imayam martia or matria bavik. If he's chasing you, or he's raised his head and he's hissing at you, so then that's bad news. And at that point, I raise a mastir milafanav over there. Of course, you should get out of the way. But even when you're running away, you shouldn't be mafsik the tefila, but you can walk somewhere else, and that way it's not called hafsik. Somebody who is in the middle of a street or the platya, or he's in the middle of a shuk, if there's an animal that's coming his way and is going to bump into him, or there's a car that's going to run over him, he too shouldn't be mafsik the tefillah, but he should certainly get out of the way. And once this very dangerous chavavar came, and it bit him. He didn't stop davening. And they went and were walking along, and they saw that that chavarvar was dead, and it was there mutal al picharu. And so they said, Omru, oilo la adam shenashcho chavarvar. Bad news if anybody gets to you. In the Bavli, the word over here of the chavarvar is an arod, which is obviously also some type of poisonous nachash kind of thing. And but poor chavarvar who tries biting Rabbi Chanina ben Doza. My iske da den chavavaya. What exactly was that chavavar all about over here to come and mean to attack in this? Because kadavi nachid levar nasha in bar nasha kadim lemaya chavavaya might in chavavaya kadim lemaya bar nasha maya. Because the folklore goes that the chavavar, if it bites somebody, so then if the human gets to water, then the chavavar dies first. In other words, and if the chavavar comes first to water, then the human dies. So Amrulo Talmidav, the Talmidim said to Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe, lo yergashta, I stand. Why didn't you run to the water? You didn't notice. Amar lehen yavoy elai. I swear, mimashaya libi mitkavim bitvilay mirgashti. I didn't notice a thing. Amar Rebbe Yitzvi ben Elazar. Indeed, what happened was is that Baralo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayan tachat kaput raglav. In order that he should be able to continue the tefillah and nothing bad should happen to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought water that came out directly beneath the feet of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. L'kayemar shenemar, Ritzon yirei yov yaaseh ve'et shavatam, Yishmar v'yoshiyim. So when a person is being mechavin in his tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his tefillah, and while his tefillah is going on, he is moshi'am from any tzara that might hurt them, such as the attack of the Skabarvar. Halacha base, says the Mishnah, Maskirin givurot kishamim b'tchiyat amitim. You should say, Rashi v'roch morid hagesha, in the bracha of mechayamitim, and you're shoalim kishamim to say, v'tein talum matar, in birkat hashanim. Havdalah is put into, that's atachanantana, is put into the bracha of chonin hadas, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, Havdalah should be a separate fourth bracha b'fnei atzma. So you finish, you say, baruch atah Hashem, amavdu ben kodeshecho, after you finish the Kel HaKadosh. And Rabbi Eliezer says that the place to say Havdalah is Behoda'ah in the bracha of Modim before you say the Yatov Shimcha. In other words, you treat it basically like you would be saying Al HaNisim on Chanukah and Purim, because it's basically Hoda'ah according to him. Kishem shetchiyat amitim chayim leolam, kach yiridat gishamim or chayim leolam. Why do we put in gvurot gishamim? Because they're both basically the chiyus that is given to the water, the world. It says water rejuvenates the world. Chiyas hamesim is chayim rejuvenating the world. And we see this from the pasuk, because Rebchiya barava shamalam minada yechayenu miyomayim bayom ha'shelishi yikimenu v'nech yelefonav v'neda'a nirdefala da'at et Hashem kishachar nachon motzao. And then it continues on to say v'yavo kigeshem lano kemalkosh yore eretz. So the Pashtus is, this is talking about Chiyat Amiti. It's saying Yechayenu, Yekimenu, Menechye. And then it says V'yavoki Geshem on us. So where else to put Gvurot Geshemim? But into the Pashtus, the Broka Bechayamiti. K'tiv, Vayomre Elio HaTishbi, Mitoshavei Gilad El Achav. Chai Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadati Lefanav, Imiye Hashanim Ha'ele Talom Hatar, Ki'im Lefi Dvori. So he was Geizer, that he gets the Mafteach Shel Geshemim, and he was able to define when it would rain. So now the question is whether that was true about Tal and Matar or just about Matar. So Rabbi Brechia Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbon and Rachel, Chad Amar, that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted him and backed him up on this. Ben Alatar, Ben Alamatar Nishmalo. Achrona Amar, the other says, no, Alamatar Nishmalo. But Tal is never Netzar. Alatar lo Nishmalo. So Mandi Amar Alamatar Nishmalo, lo Alatar. It's because Minhada. Because it says over there, Vayyamim Rabim, and when the Dvar Hashem comes to Leo, and after 3 years, it says, Lechei Re'al Lachav Etanam Matar. And Jacob only says, Matar Natal. Apparently, because the Tal never stops. Uman di Omar Bein Alatal, Bein Alamatar Nishmalo. Where exactly then was the heter of the netter of Tal? Because it only mentions Matar. Rabbi Tanchum Edrei, Rabbi Tanchum, who came from Edrei, Savin Meimar, he wanted to say that you don't need it, because Neder Shuter Mechlova Utra Kula. Once HaKadosh Baruch was Mati the Neder, Lagabi, the Geshem, so Mimela, you don't have to have a separate HaTorah for the Tal, because the Klal is that a Neder is one thing, and if some of it is canceled, then that Neder is no longer Chal. I need to buy Meimar, other wanted to say that the Neder Lagabe Tal was indeed Utar, but when? At the time when Eliyahu was Mechaya, the Binah of the Isha at Sarafit. Because it says over there, Vayikra Hashem, Vayomer Hashem Elokai Tashavna Nefesh HaYeled HaZeh El Kirbo. So it says that there HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him, Vatashem Nefesh HaYeled. That was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mati the Neder of Tal, and they made a deal, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says. You know what this is like? It's a Marshal Echav Cheganav Nati Kosher Rufei. So a guy steals basically the bag of a doctor. So im kishu yotze nifzabeno. So now there he is. He's on his way out, having stolen the doctor's bag with all the medications. And on his way out, his son falls out of the window. So chazer, so he goes back to the doctor. He says, "Please, please, doctor, save my son." The doctor says, "Yeah, I'll save your son, but I don't have my doctor bag. A lech ma'azirat, I don't take. There I have all my medicines and everything. And then I'll be able to be marpet bincha." So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with Eliyahu. Eliyahu says, "Yeah, you want that I should be able to save this child? Lech ma'ter nidor shel tal, because meitim are chayim with the tal of tchiyat meitim." And if you give me back my towel, so then ani mechayev, and I shall have tzara fi, but I can't do it without my towel. How do we know that Tal is involved in Triyat HaMetim? Because it says in Yishayahu, Yichyu Meitecha Nevelati Yekumun Hakitzuv Rananu Shochnei Afar Ki Tal Orot Alecha Beretz Rafaim Tapio. So the land of the ghosts will be destroyed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tal is pure light. So in other words, through Tal, the Meitim will come back to life. What's the meaning of Eretz Rafaim Tapil? Omer Tanchum Edrai, the Ara Tafkidea Tefalet. And at that time, the earth will vomit forth those that were given over into the earth to be Shomer, so to speak. And that those are the Rifaim. Rifaim are the dead, basically. So what about now, if you hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept Eliyahu's so to speak, Ritzon Yerov Yaseh, he couldn't do his Ritzon when it came to accepting his curse or his Shrua that there wouldn't be any Tal. So that's because, says Rabbi Yaakov, the Kvar Hanan, B'Shem Resh Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'Sha'ash Asa Avraham Zikinan Ritzoni, Ishbati Lo Sheni Meziz Tavni B'Nav Lo'olam. I can't listen to this guy because his great-great-great-grandpa, Avram, I already promised that I will never stop the Tal from coming for his children. Why? Because, Matam, it says, and the whole Mizmah there is about Avram Avinu, it says over there, L'cho Tal Yaldutecha, which we're understanding now as relating to the Pasuk afterwards, is Nishba Hashem V'lo Yinachem. In other words, I promise Yiladecha Tal. Obviously, that's the simple meaning of the Pasuk, is that youthfulness, and as always, the renewal of the fresh dew. So the dew of youthfulness is yours. But we're understanding that to mean that the dew will be given to your youth. Omer Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, that Yaakov Avinu also had this bracha, and that he should always have Tal. Because bedait ki netativ le Avraham and bematanan netativ lo. Because there it says v'yitin lachali mital hashamayim. So there was a shtar already that it was given to Avraham, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik matana v'yitin means that which was already given. V'chozer v'yitin will be given now to the children of Avraham through Yaakov as if it's a new nesina. So when Klal Yisrael is in Tzeich and they do Averes, so the rains don't fall. And then they select someone who can daven for them, someone like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and he is Mavgia Ba'adam. And then in his course, HaGishamim Yordim. So that means that sometimes the Geshem won't fall unless there's someone great that can work on the tefillah to make it fall. But the Tal does not come down b'schut birya. That comes down min ha-shamayim. Not time, because it says before, Shkital mi'et Hashem, ki revivim alei esev, asher lo yekaveh le'ish, v'lo yechel l'vnei adam. So Tal does not have to look to another person. It's not dependent on humans. It comes down on its own and requires no intervention. Now, we also saw in our Mishnah that the Gvuras Gishamim are related to the Tchias HaMesim. And we also, instead of the Gvuras Gishamim, we say Morid HaTal, as we know. We'll talk about it more. How about if you made a mistake? So Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Chinin says, if you were Omed in the Yemot HaGishamim, so you Omed B'Geshem, and you made a mistake and you were Maskir Tal instead, and you said Morid HaTal. In Marzirinoto, you don't have to go back to say Morid HaGeshem. But if you were Omed in the Yemot HaTal, say in the summertime, and you made a mistake and you said Shel Geshem, then we are Machzirinato. And the Svara is that Rabbi Chanina, in other words, we're assuming the Svara of Rabbi Chanina, is that if you said Geshem, it's because you didn't say Tal. You must say Tal. And therefore, it asks the Kasha, which turns out to be a mistake. Vatani, asks the Gemara, Batalu Beruchot Lo Chibu Chachomim La'azkir. Actually, you don't even have to say Morid HaTal, and you don't have to say Mashiva Ruach at any time. Im Ratzel La'azkir, if you want to say it, you can. But obviously, we can't say that you're Mechuyev to repeat just because you said Morid HaGeshem, that you have to repeat it because you left out Morid HaTal, you're not even Mechuyev to say Morid HaTal. So what was the svar of Rabbi Chanina? He answered the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina said, you have to go back. It has nothing to do with not having said Tal. You don't have to say Tal. However, isn't it Lodame Ahuda Mekel, Lahuda Lo Metzalek Velo Mekel? There's a big difference between somebody who is being Mekala, what's tried is being Mekala, because during this period, Geshamim would be a Simen Klala. So what is he saying, Murda Geshem? Mela, you didn't say it at all. That's not so bad. But to say the wrong thing is much worse. So he's worse than Lahuda Lo Metzalek Velo Mekel. He didn't say the Tefillah at all. He mentioned it. And he wasn't Mekala. He didn't say Tal, but he didn't say Geshem. So there, he doesn't have to be Chazer. But if he said the wrong thing, he said Geshem, then he would have to be Choser. Now, the other thing that we said is that if it's Bimota Gishamim, so it's Begeshem, and he accidentally says Sheltal, Ein Marzirinoto, we don't make him say the Tefillah again. But I thought it says in the Brighter that Im Lo Sha'al Bebrikata Shanim Bo Shalo Yizkir Rod Gishamim Pitchat Amitim, Marzirinoto, it says Beferish, not like Rabbi Chanina. And then you have to go back if you didn't say Gvorota Gishamim. That's true, says the Gemara, but that's only if you didn't say Tal. And this is the big Maila, if you daven in the Sechsvar, you daven in Eretz Yisroel, everybody says Morita Tal, you don't have a problem of forgetting to say Imash Yivaruch Morita Geshem, because it's going to be Yotze with the Askara Tal. So if, however, Bahut Lovatkar Lo Tal Velo Matar, if you didn't see anything, you didn't even mention the Tal, and you forgot Morita Geshem over there, since you didn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gedula in terms of the fertility of the earth at all, then Enochinami, you're not Yotze. But once you were already mentioned Tal, and the earth gets survive on that Tal, so then you don't have to go back and say the Baruch again. Can you, if you forgot, can you mention the Gvurot HaGeshamim somewhere else other than in those first brachas? So Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Huna says that Iim Lo Sha'al B'Birkat HaShanim. So if you forgot to be Shoyal G'Shamim in Birkat HaShanim, you don't have to daven over again. You can still be Shoyal in Shomei Tefillah, because Shomei Tefillah is a general bracha that's available for all bakashot. So Dikavatei, says the Gemara, so would it be the same thing if you weren't Masker Gvorot G'Shamim in Tchiyat HaMetim? Could you also be Masker? Or is it only for She'ela Shomei Tefillah? Do you still have to go back and say the bracha is over again? So it says the Gemara, Ma'im She'ela She'imidocha. Look, if you could be Yotze, the begging for Geshem, which is such a need, and you would think that if you don't have the correct place for it, you certainly are not going to be Yotze. Nonetheless, we just paskin, and you can say B'Shomei Tefillah. So when you're just being Maskir Givurot Geshamim, which over there you're not under pressure, you're just being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not begging him for rain. So Askara She'imi Revach. It's not involved in Bakot. Lo Kol Shekin. Lachora, for sure you would be Yotze. And it doesn't matter if it's in a particular place, in which case you should be allowed to say it in Shomei HaTefillah. Yes, the Gemara Vatani. How can you say that? Doesn't it say in the Brayta Beferish, in Lo Sha'al Bebirkat HaShanim, O Shalo Yizkir Gvorot Geshamim B'Tchiyat HaMitim, then Machzirim Oto. And according to you, why Machzirim Oto? Wait until you get to Shomei HaTefillah and say it there. Omar Rav Avodimi Achoy de Rabbi Yossi. The Braita is talking about where you already got the Shomei HaTefillah and you didn't say it. So B'Shalom Amar B'Shomei HaTefillah, then you indeed have to go back. But if you haven't gotten yet the Shomei HaTefillah, then you don't have to go back. Daflamet Chet. Rabbi Yonai v'Rabbi Yonatan ayum etayelin basalitin chomtun chad v'shalbon amar lo'on shlomchon rabia. Amrin. Ah, look at this. Afilu tor briot en alein l'ra'a. Rish Lakish min hago beoraita sagi navi nafik le levar mitchum de shabbat avlo yada the kai mashenemar ba avata tishget hamid Reb Yudin be Reb Yishma min hago beoraita sagi havi gulte shara minei the chokinu mizdahar ala amle tamaloi Rebbe galut chashiria amalon so what vleta hiri shiata zirala afilu nochish karachala kivlo yavsik Reb Chuna b'shem Reb Yosi. But an akrav is mafsik. Lama? Because it's machi v'chazru machi. Rabbi lo amar lo amar ala karuch avlim emartia kenegdo areze maastir mipanav uvachlo yavsik et filato. Tani, hayao meidu mitpelo beasratio beplatio areze maavir mipne hachamor mipne hakaron uvachlo yavsik et filato. Amrina lava Rabbi Chanina medosia shayao meidu mitpelo uvachab rabarachad vikisho. לא הפסיק את תפילתו. והלכו, מצאו אותו חברבר מת בוטל על פי חורו. אמרו, אוי לו לאדם שנשכו חברבר, ואוי לו לחברבר שנשך את רבי חנין בן דוסף. מה יזכה דעדין חברבריה? Karvinachin Lavarnashan, in Barnasha Kadim Lamaya Chavavarata Mayat. In Chavavara Kadim Lamaya Barnasha Mayat. So Amru Tamidav Rebbe, Lord Gashta. Amarlon, I promise you, Yavalai. Mimash Ayali Bimit Kaven Bitvilai, Mir Gashti, nothing. Amru Yitzchak Ben Elazar, Baralo Akadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ayan Takat Kapotu Aglav, Da Kayim Mashinema Ritzon Yireyav Yase, Vyat Shavata Mishma Vyoshin. Halacha Beit. מזכיר יבורות גשמים בתחיית המתים ושואלים גשמים בברכת השנים. ההבדלה בחונין הדעת, רבי עקיבא אומר, לא, אומרה ברכה רביעית בפני עצמה, בפור חונין הדעת. רבי אליעזר says, you call all it in by them. בהודעה, גשים שתחיית המתים מסחיים לילם, כך ירידת גשמים מסחיים לילם. רבי הברה ושמה למנהדה. חיינו מיומיים, מיום השלישי יקימנו ונחיה לפניו. And then it goes on to take, compare to גשם. נדע נרדפה לדעת השם כשחר נכון מוצאו. כתיב, ויאמר אליהו התשבי מתושבי גלעד על אחיו, חי השם עם יהיה השנים אלה תא למטר, כי אם לפי דברי. זאת אומרת, זה מחלוק של רב רחום רב יוסן רבונן. חד אומר, את בין על התא לבין על המוטר, הקדוש ברוך הוא נשמע לו, וכרונו אומר, על המוטר נשמע לו, אבל על התא לא. סומנדה אומר, על המוטר נשמע לו, על התא לא. It says, Lechei Ra'el Achav Et Namatar. So apparently, there was no need to be mad to the neder of the Tal. Oman Diyama Bina Tal Bina Lamot and Nishmalo Echonut and Nidra Shal Tal. Omer Rebbe Tanchumi Adroi. Well, you don't need to, because Sarvin Meimar, Neder Shuta Michlolo Uta Kulo. Eat by Meimar, that the Maisa that was Matir, the Tal was the Benoshal Tzarafit. Like, Krala Shem Yomar Shem Elokai, and so on, so on, Rebbe Yerman Pazi, you know what it's like. Lechatshe Ganav Nartikosha Rofe. And then he's climbing out of the window with the Rofe's medicine bag, and his son falls and hurts himself, so he comes banging on the door. He says, Abdini Rofe, please, Rapeyat Banai, Ved Bani. So the doctor says, how much money? You better give me back my doctor bag, you know. She called me Neir Fod Nitinimbo, Hanim Rapet bin Kachum, Halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'Elio. What do you want me to do? You stole all the Tal. You go and be mad to the Nedra Shal Tal, because then I'm a Tim Chaim Elo B'Tlalim. Then I'll have my Tal back. I can go be Mechaya, that's child. Minayin she'en I'm a Tim Chaim Elo B'Tlalim, because it's Yichiyu, Meitecha, Develati Yekumun, Hakitz V'Rananu Shokhni Afar, Ki Tal, Oro Talecha, V'Eretz Yifayim Tapiyun. Is what it means, the mason that are mufkad in the earth. Rabbi Yaakov de Kvarchonon, b'shem Reish Lakish, b'sha'a she'asa Avraham zekenecha ritzoni, avzoni nishbati lo she'eni zastam b'banav la'olam. So I can't listen to you in this. Ma'atam? As it says, l'chot tal yaldutech, l'chotiv batre nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem. Omri v'yirem b'pasi, b'daitik inetativ le'avraham, and b'matana natativ lo to Yaakov. V'yiten l'cha Elohim mital ha'shamayim. So Gishamim, they have problems. Because the Gishamim in Eretz, sorry. And they have to go and they have to find somebody to daven for them. Like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And whom of Giyabadam, and then the Gishamim are Yordim. But the Tal is not dependent on a schus of an individual. Any Yordim is schud birya. Matam kital mi et Hashem ki revivim ala Yosef asher lo yikavel ish v'lo yachel v'nei adam. So you see that the Klal Yisrael will be like Tal in that it doesn't need anybody. So Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Chinino haya omed b'geshem v'izkir shel Tal in Machzirinato. But if it's in the days of Tal and his masker shel geshem, then Machzirinato. As the Gemara v'atani that betal of ruchot you don't have to say. So what's wrong if he didn't say it? If he wants to be masker, we mask him. What's the kasha? The guy's being makalo by bringing geshem in the time of the Tal is much worse than ahuda lomatsi velo mekel. That doesn't say anything. That's better. And how about if he's zaymed bimata geshamim v'yisker shel Tal? Why? V'atani im lo sha'al b'berkat hashanim alo yisker gvorot geshamim b'tchat hamitim achzirin oto? That's talking about someone who doesn't say anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help with the fertility. Lo tal v'lo matal. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Chanina, im lo sha'al b'berkat hashanim, you can still say in shomea tefillah the bakashat geshamim. So would you say the kavata im lo yisker gvorot geshamim b'tchat hamitim, can you also say it in shomea tefillah? Well, of course. Mayim she'ela, which is midochek, it's an emergency, and you're desperate. You could still be yotzi b'shomea tefila. So askara, which is mitoch revach, lo kosher, okay? But I thought it says im lo she'al b'brikat ha'shanim alo yizkir gvorot k'shomea b'chat ha'meitim, machzirin oto. Omra v'edimi, achoy de Rabbi Yossi, that's talking about if you already passed shomea tefila, and you didn't say it. So then, achinami machzirin oto.